arms behind his back, and she was telling another boy to hit him. The boy that she was hoarding had done something to her son, so she was giving her son a free hit in front of everybody. But I could see that her son didn't want to do it. Instead of taking the opportunity to hook the other boy's jaw, he just gave him a wee hit on his shoulder. Just a wee one. Like a tap. His mob was like that. Hit his face! Her son gave the boy a wee tap on the face. But she was like that. Harder! I could see that her son didn't want to do it. He looked more upset than the wee boy he was hitting. His face was all red and he was teary-eyed. He wasn't upset at the other boy. He wasn't upset about whatever it was that started all this. He was upset because he's maw. But he gave the boy a slap. A good one. Then the maw let the boy go and dragged her son away up the road. That's one of my earliest memories. Wee bit rough. But if you want to know what my earliest memory is, it's a me in nursery school. About four. Getting to lick the cake mixture off a spoon. All happy. The Bollywig. When I think back to primary school, I have this memory of me always feeling different. I've always felt a bit different. I've always had this feeling that everybody else knows what they're doing. Back in primary, I had this feeling like I'd missed a day. Not just a normal day where they taught you how to read or write, but where they taught you something else. Something more important. Something you should know before any of that. It's something I can't put into words. It's just fucking something. I didn't really think I'd missed a day. It was just a feeling. But there were times where there really were things that I didn't know and everybody else knew. As if I really had missed a day when I hadn't. Like, there was this song we used to sing and everybody seemed to know the words except me. There was this classroom with a piano in it. And every week or so, we would go along it where there would be this teacher that would teach us music. We'd learn a few instruments and we'd sing a few songs for some songbooks she put out. I didn't like singing. I felt too self-conscious. But especially didn't I like singing the song we always did at the end. At the end of every class, the teacher would bring out something she called the Bollywig. It was a tenny ball. A tennis ball. With cotton wool for hair. And a face on it. I didn't realise at the time, but I think it was a play on the word gollywog. This was the late 70s. But other than the name, there was nothing potentially racist about it. She brought out this Bollywig like it was a puppet, and she had a song to go along with it. She sang the song, and everybody was to join in. But I didn't know the words. I don't remember any day where she said, right, here are the words. Yet everybody else seemed to know them. I could make out the words for the first bit, but know the rest. So I'd be singing it like this. The Bollywig is round and small. It hasn't any hair at all. It lives on and sometimes. At the bit when I'd hum, other people would be singing words. I'd be looking about and there would be everybody singing. I'd try to work out what they were singing, but I couldn't. One of the bits sounded like salted plums. Na 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 na, salted plums. Salted plums? What does that mean? I didn't want to ask in case I got laughed at or got into trouble for no listening. It was fucking worrying. Because it wasn't just the words to some song. It wasn't just that. The song was the backstory of this Bollywig. The song told you who it was and why we should love it. And the teacher would bring it out at the end like it was the big fucking finale. And everybody was excited to see it. And there was me, no getting it, wondering what the fuck salted plums were. It was just one of many instances where I felt like everybody knew something I didn't. And I never did find out the words. I tried Googling it, but there's fuck all. I think the teacher just made it up herself, the words and the tune. It was a catchy wee tune, the sort of thing you'd expect to be a famous nursery rhyme tune, where the words are different depending on where you live. But I didn't hear that tune played again. But then, about 10 years later, when I was 17 or 18, I was in college, and one of the folk in my course starts whistling a tune to himself.